Remember a couple years ago when the EPA released the personal information, including phone numbers and email addresses of the livestock producers across the country? Well, in what is called a clear and very significant win for farmers and ranchers, the EPA violated the Freedom of Information Act, according to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis. Joining us here is National Pork Producers Council Attorney Michael Formica. Hello, Michael.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, we only got a few minutes to talk about this, so this is a super win. Does this set the EPA back a little?
Well, we're still evaluating that. It's always great to you know, take a government agency down when they've pretty egregiously violated people's rights. In this case, they cut a backroom deal. It's part of separate litigation we had over the CAFO rule. They were going to lose, and so they cut this deal with a bunch of activist groups, turned around, created a system where they were going to collect all this information and just hand it over. They did. We forced them to pull some of it back, but they had maintained there's a number of states that they did not release the information from, and that's what we were trying to prevent from happening. They had maintained there was no right of any farmer to have any privacy on their farm, that these were all, you know, farms are incorporated, so these are corporations, and you know Farmer Joe LLC is now a corporation, and so you have no right in anything, and that just sounded like hogwash to me. And so we went in, and it's been a long, hard uphill fight, but we were pleasantly surprised when the court gave us a decision. Not surprised in the outcome. It had been about nine or 10 months since we argued the case. So it was nice to get that on a Friday afternoon here, and made for a happy weekend.
Yeah, and it was a unanimous decision. But it's like the horse is out of the barn. It's like that Facebook page the high school girl posted, and now when she's 30, she's trying to get a job, and that party picture she put on is out there forever. Is this data out there forever?
Well, the data that EPA released is out there. They have requested that these groups hand it back in. I'm under no illusion that they actually have handed it all back in and have burnt up every remaining copy. Like you said, it's out there. We're evaluating the situation still. We have actually not seen it come up and be used. It's always tough to prove how somebody targeted a farm for harassment. But we haven't really seen it come up in lawsuits. And I think there's, you know, now with this decision that there's going to be enough of a cloud around the use of these activist groups they're going to be a little weary of what they do with the data that they have, since it was a unanimous, it wasn't even close. This is such an over the top clear victory for farmers and really for the American people, because the Freedom of Information Act, the Federal Privacy Act, all says you have an absolute right to privacy in your personal information, in your financial information, in your family's information. And the idea that, you know, some activist group out of San Francisco, their right to go spy on you and trespass on your land and harass you might somehow override the right to keep your family safe and secure is just ludicrous. And so we're feeling pretty excited about this.
Excellent. All right, Michael Formica, National Pork Producers Council, a win for you, but obviously a clear victory for farmers and agriculture. So thanks for staying on this. I know this is maybe stage two or three in this litigation. So I'm glad you've won at this point, and thanks for the continued work you're doing.
We got a couple more punches we're going to land on EPA on this one.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to it.
And we feel so bad for the EPA.
So bad.
Yes. All right. Thank you again. Great work. Thank you so very much, Michael.